love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am so excited because today is a recording day for me. So I am not only recording this podcast, but I am also, after I'm done with this, going to head downstairs to the living room and record the episode with Chris. So if you have been anticipating that episode coming, it will be coming soon. We will be recording it today, and my hope is that it will be dropped sometime this upcoming week. Maybe I'll drop it Thursday in place of a life update episode. Oh, I'm so excited. You guys sent in some really fun questions, but more than anything, of course, I'm so happy for him to chat with you guys, but I'm just really excited to hear what he has to say about so many of these questions. But anyways, you can anticipate that episode coming soon. But today, what I want to share with you are six very simple mindset and perspective shifts that can help you minimize procrastination in your life. I don't know about you, but I have been known throughout the course of my life to procrastinate quite a bit. I will find things, and I'm still guilty of this sometimes, I will find things to make me feel like I'm busy. I will find things to make me feel like I'm doing something important to avoid doing the bigger task, the task that really needs to be done. And I've realized over the course of the last several years that this is really not beneficial for me in my life, and procrastination and avoidance is not beneficial for you in your life either. So I've done a lot of work around this, but the reality is I don't think that these parts of us ever fully go away. I don't think that the procrastinator in me is just going to die and be dead and gone and I'm never going to have to deal with her again. But I do have strategies and tools and perspective shifts that can help me minimize my procrastination in my life so that I can be more productive and ultimately get done the things that I really want to get done. The worst part, I think, about procrastination is the way that it makes us feel. How does procrastinating make you feel in your life when you know you want to do something? Or even worse, you know you need to do something. It's not negotiable. It has to be done. But yet you keep putting it off. And while you're putting it off, you're telling yourself, I'm going to do it. 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 And then instead, you dilly-dally around on your phone, or you go lay on the couch and binge watch Netflix or whatever that looks like for you. It doesn't feel good to try and avoid away our responsibilities, right? And the reality is we can't avoid them away. We can push them to the side and push them to the side and push them to the side, but eventually we're going to have to face them. And eventually we're going to have to do the thing. And I have found for myself that the longer that I work on improving my procrastination, the better I feel in my life. Because the truth is, it feels good to do what you said you were going to do. It feels really good to not have your back up against the wall and feeling like I'm so rushed to do this. It feels good to be working ahead instead of working up against the clock. It doesn't feel good to be leaving everything until the last minute and then feeling stressed the fuck out because you feel like, how in the world am I going to get all of this done when I have no time left? And then the worst part of it all is having to take the responsibility and saying, I did this to myself. It doesn't feel very good to say I did this to myself. I could have avoided feeling this way if I would have just started sooner. I could have avoided feeling this way if I would have just done it when I said I was going to do it the first time. It amazes me in my own life, and I'm not going to pass judgment on the way that you feel in yours, but it has amazed me throughout my life to think about how much time I spent telling myself I would do something and how many times I could have done the thing if I would have just done it instead of sat and thought about it for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. So I do have strategies that I use for minimizing procrastination in my life, and maybe I will share those with you on the next podcast episode if you find this one helpful and you want to hear the strategies that I use for minimizing procrastination. I'm happy to share them with you. But as you know, if you know anything about me, you know that I believe that mindset is really the key to everything, because most of us know we're smart, intelligent women. You know what to do, right? You know what to do. You know what you need to do. You know the action you need to take. You know the steps that you have to take, but why aren't you taking them? Because of the way that you think. And the way that you think makes you feel a certain type of way, and the way that you feel encourages your behavior. Your mindset is everything. One day, if you don't believe it yet, I will convince you to be a believer that mindset is everything. So today I want to share with you 6 shifts that have really helped me minimize procrastination in my life. Okay. The first one is to associate taking action with feeling good. You are going to believe what you tell yourself. And if you are sitting on the couch telling yourself, I hate the fact that I have to do this. I hate that this is my responsibility. I resent everything in my life. I am so miserable. I don't want to do it. I'm really tired. Blah, 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 blah. And trust me, I get it and I feel that. But when we can associate taking action with feeling good, everything can change, okay? It is Sunday right now, 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon. My husband is sitting downstairs watching football and drinking a beer, and I'm sitting in my office working. I woke up this morning with massive anxiety about all of the things that I need to do. And today wasn't going to be a busy work day for me, but I decided taking action and doing these things is going to help me feel so much better. How do I want to feel tomorrow when I wake up? Because the way that I feel tomorrow when I wake up is probably going to be a direct reflection of who I am being today. We can minimize so much of our own stress, anxiety, and worry simply by who we choose to be in this very moment. So I have a deep desire within myself to feel good in my life, period. Do you? Do you have a deep desire in your life to feel good? And are you taking responsibility for what you can do to make yourself feel that way? So if you start associating taking action and doing the things that you've been telling yourself you're going to do as things that will actually make you feel good, and at the same time, acknowledging and fully accepting that your procrastination and avoidance actually makes you feel worse, which are you going to choose to do? Because if you deeply, deeply care about how you feel, you'll want to do the thing that hurts you less. I have found this in my life that when I deeply honor and care about how I feel, I want to do the things that hurt me less and less and less and less and less because I realize I chose this, and in choosing that, I don't feel good. But when we can see action, taking action as a thing that makes us feel really good, it's like, ooh, I want to do that because I know the consequence of that behavior. This is about self-awareness and creating foresight. Do you understand the consequences of your behaviors in direct correlation to how you feel in your life? When you do, you start to choose different. Okay. The second thing that has helped me drastically with my mindset in minimizing procrastination is shifting my perspective. Shifting my perspective from I have to do this to I get to do this. And you guys, if you've been following me for a long time, you probably saw I started using this perspective shift probably about 3.5-4 years ago. So I was making daily to-do lists, right? Like things that I needed to get done. And I keep a running, this is part of my strategy now, is I just keep a running to-do list for the entire week. And that will be a part of the new Create Joy Journal when that is released. So I'm really excited for you guys to have that. But when I started shifting from I have to do these things to I get to do these things, it immediately put me into a place of gratitude. And it's really hard to feel miserable when you feel grateful for what you have. So this is about not taking your life and your abilities for granted. This is about recognizing that the things that you want for yourself are things that you have chosen for yourself. And I have recognized times in my life, and it still happens sometimes for me now, where I will be doing things that I chose for myself, and I'll be feeling really upset and really resentful and just kind of like angry and bitter towards the fact that I'm doing these things. And it's like, wait a second, hold up, Jessica. You chose this for your life. You don't have to do this. Nobody said that you have to do the laundry on Sunday morning. You get to do the laundry on Sunday morning. And how blessed are you that you have a washing machine and a dryer and you don't have to be outside scrubbing your clothes by hand? Wow. Just shifting perspective around the things that you quote unquote have to do in your life can be so incredibly powerful. Do not take for granted what you have access to in this life. Do not resent the things that you have chosen for yourself, okay? The third shift that's been really powerful for me is to see the big picture. And what I mean is for you to take a step back and zoom out on your life. It is really easy in the moment to say, this can wait until tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. But the problem is, when tomorrow comes, you're still not doing it, right? I've been there in my life too. When tomorrow comes, I'm still not doing it. I'm saying, can we wait till tomorrow? Can we wait till tomorrow? Can we wait till tomorrow? And it's really easy in that moment to not see the consequences of not taking action because it feels like, oh, it's just tomorrow. Oh, it's just tomorrow. But if we take a step back and we zoom out on our lives and we look at how many times we have told ourselves tomorrow for how many months or how many years, we haven't accomplished in 5, 10 years what we said we were going to do in 2002, right? Or in 2012. How long have you been telling yourself that tomorrow is going to be the day? And when you zoom out, you have to begin to question, for how many more days am I going to tell myself tomorrow? And then I'm not taking action. The person that you're going to be in 5 years or 10 years is a reflection of who you're going to choose to be today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So we can't expect to ever achieve what it is that we desire if we're not willing to do the work today. And I know it's easy to keep putting off, but I don't want you to find yourself at the end of your life wishing that 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you would have had said yes to fulfilling your dreams and desires or going after that thing that you really felt on your heart. Right? You deserve to have what it is that you want and you're choosing it. But in choosing it, that means you also have to choose to do the work and you also have to choose to take the action. Okay. The fourth thing that I think is so incredibly powerful is to own your excuses. This is everything. You've probably heard me talk about this concept before, but I believe that there is a very fine line between giving yourself compassion and calling yourself out on your own bullshit, right? We have to know the excuses that we are carrying within us moving through life. We have to have awareness of them because at the end of the day, if we are always giving ourselves grace and compassion and never owning and taking responsibility for our excuses, nothing is ever really going to change. And this is really hard because at the end of the day, only you know when you're doing your best. Only you know when you're trying your hardest. Only you know when you actually can't do the thing. So this is about getting real and raw and honest with yourself and taking complete ownership of your life and of your excuses. These are the hard conversations that are required in order to create a successful life. I can tell you that nearly daily, quite honestly, nearly every day of my life, I'm having hard conversations with myself of like, hey, Jessica, this is where you need to be doing better. This is where you need to be trying harder. This is what you need to clean up because I crave success in my life. And that doesn't mean that I'm not so proud of all that I've accomplished because I am. But at the same time, I have to know the things about myself that are potentially holding me back. And these are the things that most people don't want to look at. Most people don't want to take a long, hard look in the mirror and say, you've been making excuses. Most people don't want to take a long, hard look in the mirror and say, you haven't been trying your best. Most people don't want to take a long, hard look in the mirror and take responsibility for where they are in their lives. And I get that. And I feel that because I've been there and it's hard and it hurts. When you're not showing up for yourself the way that you want to, when you're not showing up and putting your best foot forward every single day, it really hurts to have these conversations. But at the end of the day, you cannot change. You cannot change what you are unwilling to acknowledge. So be willing to look for your excuses, take ownership of them, and say, I'm holding myself to a standard where this is now no longer acceptable. And that doesn't mean you'll be perfect because you won't be, but you have to decide that the bullshit excuses that you've been feeding yourself that you can't or you're tired, whatever it is that you're telling yourself, or I'll do it tomorrow, or I've had a long day, or I'm not capable of doing that, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't know enough, whatever the excuses that you've been feeding yourself that is becoming justification to procrastinate and say, it can wait until I know more, or I'm further along, or I'm smarter, or I have the resources, or I have the help, or whatever you are telling yourself. Your excuses become justification to procrastinate. So we got to own that. We got to look for that. And we got to say, this is no longer acceptable. And the fifth and final, I think I said that there were six, there are actually only five, I apologize. The fifth and final piece that has helped me really minimize procrastination in my life is to celebrate my accomplishments along the way. So often we are waiting until we reach the finish line or a project has come to completion or we have everything finished to be proud of ourselves. But I want you to instead shift to, I'm proud of the fact that I started. Because that's more than most will ever do. Be proud of the fact that you put 5 minutes of effort into doing the thing that you said you were going to do. Be proud of the fact that you tried. Be proud of the fact that you showed up. Be proud of the fact that you put in effort. When you can feel these feelings within yourself, it builds momentum. When you build momentum, you're going to desire to keep going. When you recognize that taking action does feel good because you're rewarding yourself with positive affirmations and kind self-talk and encouragement, what do you think that you are going to be drawn to doing more, taking more action? Because you realize when you do, you're proud of yourself. And when you do, you celebrate yourself. And when you do, you feel good. Wow, do you see how this ties back to number one, associating taking action with feeling good? Of course it feels good because on the other side of it, look at who you're being to yourself. Look at how you're hyping yourself up. I am, you've probably heard me say this before, literally, my own biggest hype person. Whenever I do anything, it's like, wow, this is groundbreaking celebration in my household. I am so proud of you, Jessica. Look at how quickly you did that. Every morning, I make my bed, celebrating myself for it. Every morning, getting through my morning routine, I am so proud of your consistency, Jessica. Like, I have gotten to this place where I feel good in my life because I am giving myself what I need to feel good in my life. I want you to recognize that the way you feel matters so much, but so many of us are moving through life waiting for other people to tell us what we want to hear. We're moving through life waiting for other people to make us feel what we crave. 2022, let's allow it to be the year where you give to yourself what you're craving to feel, where you speak to yourself the words that you're craving to hear. Because can you imagine how your life would change if you were the person who is giving you everything that you needed, everyone around you would just be a bonus. It would be like, I'm so happy that you're a part of my life, but at the end of the day, I have my own back and I treat myself with love and kindness and compassion, and I do the things that I said I was going to do for me, so you're a bonus. That's how I want to feel about the people in my life. I am the core of it all. You are the core of it all. Be the person who you need for yourself. And watch your life change. Okay. So those are the five mindset pieces that have helped me so much with eliminating. I wish I could fully eliminate. Minimizing is a better word for it, procrastination in my life. So if these resonated with you and procrastination is something that you are struggling with, send me a DM on Instagram and let me know, and I will record an episode on the strategy that I use to minimize procrastination in my day-to-day life when it comes to getting things done off of that get-to-do list, okay? A reminder that if you haven't already, please leave a rating and review on the podcast, whether you're listening on Spotify or on the Apple Podcast app. You can leave reviews in both places now. It means so very much to me. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you on the next episode.